You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We're at the Accessible Gaming Symposium at Abertay University, and I'm now joined by Dr. Robin Sloan, Senior Lecturer in Game Design. Robin, thanks so much for joining us here.
Thank you for having me. It's really great to be here.
So this gaming symposium with Abertay University in partnership with RNIB, what was Abertay's impetus for doing an event like this?
Well, we've been teaching game design for more than 20 years, and I've been doing game design or game production for as long. And it's always been my interest about making games as accessible to as many users, players as you can. And I think that's something that we always strive to do in game education. But it always did kind of irk me that there were certain things that are challenging to approach in terms of fully inclusive design in games. Games being the way they are, the kind of medium that it is, it's perpetually innovative. It's always trying new things. It doesn't necessarily standardize into sort of set codes and conventions the same way that many other media do, which makes it actually a bit tricky. There's not really a how-to do things for games so much, which frustrates a lot of students because they like to know, well, how do I do this? And then the answer is usually, well, we're going to have to try and find out because it's not quite the same as other media. And with that, I think a frustration for me has always been that the inclusive design element is challenging because there is not necessarily a go-to even rules of thumb, you know, heuristics we'd call them, sort of rules of thumb, that things that work. There is in some cases, and we know that, but in a lot of cases I find that games just don't really have an answer. And having worked with a lot of games companies I worked in games prior to this as well, but having worked with a lot of games companies, I kind of know the pressure that game developers are under in terms of the pressure of making a game and therefore their capacity, their overhead to deal with additional accessibility issues is challenging. And I guess that's kind of where I came in when RNIB reached out to talk about this. I kind of jumped onto it right away because I understood the challenge.
So there's lots of different breakout sessions going on at these symposiums both today and tomorrow. What are you looking to get out of them? You've got these thought leaders in the industry putting their heads together and working out what to do to make gaming more accessible. Is that what you're looking to get out of them?
Definitely, for me, that's one of the things that interests me. I think more than anything, I'm an academic. A large part of academic is just speaking to people and bringing people together. And I think the kind of people we've got in the room across the board with the symposium, but in particular within the breakout sessions, it's bringing people who work in game engines and technology, who beat the fundamental tools for games, game studios, people who are actually making games, from quite large studios down to smaller indies. So that's a good breadth of insight. And through, most importantly of all, through to those with vision impairment who play games. And I think that's probably the biggest conundrum for a lot of game makers, because getting access to players generally is quite challenging. Getting access to players who have a particular experience of playing, even more challenging. So I think being able to bring these people together and actually just bounce around ideas throughout the 6 breakout sessions, I'm kind of hoping that it'll give us some clues as to what are the biggest challenges, but also what are the potential routes forward? What can we do next? And particularly as we are a university, I mean, like I said, we bring people together, but we also try to lead on R&D and support industry with R&D. So I'm hoping from a kind of academic point of view to identify what are the projects that we could propose and lead on and support RNIB and other stakeholders, our games industry partners, and bring in users as well to try and make some inroads and towards solutions.
Dr. Robin Sloan, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you again.